What is happening, people of the interwebs? It is time for another episode of the Do Things Podcast. But before we get to the show, a quick word from our sponsors. And if you happen to be thinking to yourself, well, now I don't know where to get started. I understand Anchor.fm is great, but how do I make a podcast? I have got you covered. We have a brand new course called Do Podcast that take you from start to finish, everything you need to know about making and distributing your podcast. There is a free course where you can learn everything you need to know to use just your phone to create your very own podcast. Go to dothingsonline.com and start today. We can't wait for you to do that podcast.
Who's ready to do things?
What is happening, people of the interwebs? The Do Things Podcast.
The Do Things Podcast. The Do Things Podcast.
And I am jacked out of my mind right now. I just want to help people, man. Burn your plans and do things. Selfies and butterflies.
You are a miracle.
Stop worrying about the things you can't control.
Burn your plans and do things.
Let's go. That's it. What is happening, people of the interwebs? Welcome back to another episode of the Do Things Podcast. I hope all of you are holding up well with all the coronavirus shutdowns, lock-ins, hide your moms, hide your wives kind of thing happening. That was a very Jake reference from the Trending Stories Taking Over show, which if you haven't checked that out, the TSTO show, we stream every Thursday at 11 a.m. on Facebook and YouTube. You can find the audio version as well, tstoshow.com. We talk about all the trending stories that are taking over, and it's a lot of fun. So if you haven't checked that out, go ahead and check that out. But back to this show. So the Do Things Podcast, we are doing all kinds of things, and we've been inconsistent with our uploads. So I apologize for that. But this episode right here actually is an interview that taken from a friend of mine, Mike Van Doozy's YouTube channel. I went on live on his channel and just kind of talked through the entrepreneurial life as coronavirus is happening and what's happening here for me in California and there for him in Florida, and just kind of the things that were happening. And one of the things that I really pushed on this episode was the fact that it is about the long game. And I have to tell myself that a lot. I constantly, right now, especially, I'm so impatient with things happening, and I'm telling myself, calm down, relax. Just be patient. This will be over, and then we can go back to doing all the things that we had planned to do that had to change. But I'm doing things. It's just one of those things where I've got to keep telling myself, hey, be patient. It's a long game, not a short game. So check out my interview here with Mike Van Doozy on the Do Things Podcast.
All right, 400 trillion to 1. You won the lottery of life. That it's just, it blows my mind. And we've been talking about that for a while. I mean, ever since Gary Vee's been saying that. I mean, I've known you. I mean, what is it going on, like 3 years?
I think that's probably right.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah. So, and you helped me get this off. You know, it was the Creative Spotlight Show, kind of switched up lottery of life, but you helped me get this started too. So
yeah,
appreciate that. And for all of you, let me say, hey, I know Bonnie's out here and Mike. They're part of the Twitter fam.
Yep.
And let's see. And Inspire John is a new guy that I met. You know, you might want to connect up with you.
Yeah.
Real cool guy. But we met years back. And like we said, we started up Creator Spotlight Show. And at the time, you had started a lot of other projects too. And we were just talking about, and I said, do you have time for this? And you're like, yeah, let's do it. You know, whatever. So it's I mean, besides just, I'll let you kind of explain a little bit, you know, for people who might not know you that come in here, a little bit about what you do business-wise and as far as being a creator and everything too.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's crazy how I feel like I've known you so long now. You say 3 years, I'm like, yeah, it's been a long time, but I feel like I've known you longer than that. But just, because the connection, I think, is really big. There's been so much that's been going on, especially, I mean, outside of what's happening in our world right now with quarantine life. And I mean, I'm in California, you're in Florida. So right. I've been dealing with this lockdown longer than you have for a couple weeks now. But it's like, things are just crazy. However, like based on my perspective and how I think, like you say, do you have time to do this Creator Spotlight Show? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Totally. I had too many things going on, but that's my nature. I'm just like, I'm going to go and I'm going to do whatever the thing is. And whatever works out, works out. But I think that right now, specifically for me, this is a huge opportunity, I think, in this day and age, to, especially if you're a creator, because we are forced into situations where we have to be creative just in life. And I think that is going to inspire a lot of people to do stuff that they either one didn't have time to do before, or have new ideas that they were like, I didn't even think about that. And they're going to roll with that. So that kind of is just like where my mindset is in general, specifically with this time frame. It's it's happening a lot. I'm also a CPA. So I have that other side of my brain that is having to do analytical stuff and do taxes right now. And with all the, I'm getting calls all the time about this new SBA stuff and all the small business help and the paycheck, the government programs that are happening that nobody knows about. Like nobody knows details. None of the banks that are supposed to be running it have any information on how they're supposed to do it. So it's just a big mess. But I thrive in that chaos. And I think that's something that I've realized about myself is if I'm not doing 100 things, I'm doing nothing. So
exactly. That's kind of, I mean, that's what, you know, I got hooked up with you. Maybe we're kind of kindred spirits that way because it's, you know, besides like doing this and my other channel, my wife went ahead and started a channel. We're doing Amazon FBA. She's selling on Poshmark. We're doing just tons of stuff. I mean, just since the last, I think when I first met you, my YouTube channel, I just kind of started and I wasn't really even making revenue on that yet. So I don't think I was making any kind of money on the internet. But, you know, right now I got my hands into like a lot of different things like what you're talking about. And it's, you know, and anytime someone comes along with a little something or an idea, hey, you want to do this? I'm like you. I'm like, sure, let's try it. You know?
Yeah.
You know, you try to squeeze it in somewhere in that. But it's like I said, if you're not doing all of that, you know, then you're not really doing anything. It's kind of tough that some of us are just like hardwired that way.
Sure. Oh, that's the biggest thing, I think, because, I mean, one of the things I've done since we've talked is I wrote a book. I think you know that, the Burn Your Plans and Do Things. And that's just kind of my whole philosophy is that.
I got your.
And you got my mug. I mean, that's, I'm like, this is the thing. We have so many mental blocks, like the whatever it is mentally. And I equate it to plans because a lot of times we think about, we've got to make the perfect plan. And if we have the perfect plan, then it'll work. However, most of the time, the plan gets ruined step one. So my whole philosophy is forget a plan, just take action, have a direction, know kind of where you're going, but take action and then let the action create the plan as you go. But that's really hard emotionally and mentally for a lot of people to realize, but I'm going to screw up. I'm going to fail. Yeah, you are. That's how you learn. And that's how you get to the next step. So, I mean, it's the mental ability that people have is so, it's so controlled by their fear. And I think that's something that I try and tell people as much as possible. You have to get over the fear. However you have to do it, you have to get over that fear.
Right, exactly. And there's two, I mean, there's fear of just putting yourself out there and people making fun of you. But then there's the fear like failing, you know, even if it's not, you don't care what people think about you, but even that doing something and failing, you know, sometimes that, you know, that's a struggle with people. So, yeah, once you get over all of that, you put yourself out there, you know, you're not going to be perfect and you are going to fail and maybe even several times before, you know, something happens. I mean, that's the only way you get started.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But, yeah, cool. So, I know you've got you like do podcasts like we were going to talk about, you know, the Creator Spotlight Show, but, you know, I knew you had like the Do Things podcast when I first met you. And you had Jesus with Coffee or Coffee with Jesus.
Jesus and Coffee. Yep.
Okay, Jesus Coffee, and behind you, the TSTO trending stories taking off or something like
that. Trending stories taking over. It's a show that my brother and I just started in November, and it's literally just, it's news commentary, and we have fun, we joke around, but it's kind of like, it's that infotainment space that I like to be in. We inform people with stories that are going on, but we give our perspective on it and it's pretty lighthearted. We usually have there's a lot of laughing that happens. But I feel like that's a show that we do it weekly. We stream it live on YouTube. We stream it on Twitter. We stream it on Facebook and we stream it on Twitch. And it's just something we do every week. And then we do it segment based and we're really starting to produce it, in a way that we're getting a lot of traction with it. So I really like this show. It's a lot of fun and I love doing it with my brother. I think whenever you're doing something by yourself, it's great. But when you've got a team, it gives you, first of all, it keeps you accountable because even like doing this, I'm like, hey, let's do it at 1 o'clock. And then you're like, hey, where are you? So, I know my bad. I'll be there. So I love that. But I think I've found that people talk about the niche or whatever you want to call it. And for a long time, I fought against that because I'm like, my niche is motivation. However, I've realized that I love the podcast game and I love the interview space. And that's really like my YouTube channel itself is podcast centric as far as tips and tricks for podcasting. And then, like I said, I just created this whole 31 video, how to podcast course called Do Podcast. That's going to be releasing soon. And I feel like it's still in that same space of getting people to do anything, especially creative on the internet. It takes a ton of motivation and inspiration to get them to start. So I think it all falls in that line, but I think that's as niche down as I'm going to get. I know you're with your Grow channel, which has blown up. You're super niche down. Like, that's a very, very unique niche to be in. And I never had anything like that. That was like really dialed in.
Yeah. Yeah. For some people it's tough. It's, you know, I didn't think of it like that when I first started. It was just something I was doing. And I said, well, I want to maybe start a business or something. And, you know, so I didn't even know about social media. But some other people, you know, you get on and they just want to be on social media and they haven't really picked a subject or anything. And then they have trouble trying to find something when, you know, it's anything you're passionate about. You know, you can talk about anything right now. And the possibility of you reaching people all over the world who might be interested in whatever you're doing, baking cookies or knitting or whatever, you're going to find, you know, a crowd. You can niche down as small as you want. And the possibility of reaching those people are thousands of times greater than 10 or 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. The technology has changed life in general, but changed how you can communicate at scale. Like, that's the thing that I think about all the time, the fact that you can totally communicate at scale in a way that's never been possible. So yeah, Inspired John, you won a podcast and have been contacted. I'm thinking it was a scam. What do you mean scam? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, to be on a podcast?
Hey, Tony. Yeah, somebody, he has another channel, The History Buff, and it's really interesting. He gives his little take on, you know, history and takes a little moments in time and explains it. And he got a letter saying that they have a podcast and they want him to co-host and they'll pay him a salary plus bonus and blah, 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 but never got back to him or whatever. So,
so that's where the potential, the scam is. They never got back to me. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going out there. I mean, it sounds good. Oh, yeah. That would be great, you know, to do something like that. But as far as you, I mean, you and like your podcast and that, I mean, I think like what we talked about with Gary Vaynerchuk, I think the reason why I was like gravitating towards him right off the bat is that he always talks about attention. You know, that's the biggest thing, you know, and that's basically what we started the Creator Spotlight Show, is that people need attention. Mm-hmm. And it's, but you, I think that once you do get attention where, like you said, with your TSTO show being cross-platformed, or if you're doing your personal one or, you know, whatever, if somebody finds you somewhere, they're going to find all your other stuff too. And you're just really good at everything. I mean, I think that once you get spotted somewhere and start getting traction, that, you know, you're just going to blow up.
Oh, well, we'll see. I think that that's kind of been my theory, is that as long as I just put stuff out there and I'm consistently putting things out there, whatever's going to hit will hit. And then when that one thing raises, then everything mm-hmm. else is going to go up. Like, if I just walk through all the things that I've got, I mean, my CPA business, obviously that's one of my biggest revenue streams. I do marketing for a couple of different businesses. I've got the online course game. I have the book that I did myself that's on Amazon. I have a apparel company that I sell stuff on. I create all that online. And all those things are so connected that if this show blows up, or if my YouTube blows up, or if I just end up, I got a coaching gig out of my job or out of my book this last year, which was awesome. It was all personal development and leadership coaching stuff. That was just because the book was out there and somebody I knew read it and they're like, you know what, I think you should come and do this. I'd never done it before, but I was like, why not? And so it was a good gig, and it's going to continue here as soon as this coronavirus stuff gets down. But it's just, as long as you keep going, at some point it'll pick up right, or it won't. And then you realize I had fun.
Right. And learning experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, learning experience is huge.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, people love you. Like, I mean, when you, our first interview, or the first video that we had for a Creator Spotlight Show, I was getting all kind of comments because we put out a little feeler to people saying, if you want to be on it,
Yeah.
You know, and it was you, and I was getting, but I was fielding all the comments, and it was like, oh, I love your energy and I love this and that. And, you know, they're loving all of this. I'm like, oh, okay. But that's Todd. I'm a little bit more laid back.
Hey, you got the energy too, Mike. I mean, that's the thing. I think that the thing I love about you, first of all, you are a people person. Like, your desire to help people is so huge. And I love that. And I think that's so authentic just from our private conversations we've had and just some of the things that you're really wanting to do. You really want to help people. And I think that is so, it's so huge, especially in this space where there's so much negativity. Right. And I think that's what I want to put out more than anything is that I authentically want to help people. And that comes through in everything I do. And I think that comes through in everything that you do as well. And I think if we can just be authentic and real with as much of this as we can, it's a long game. It's not the quick money game, which I think a lot of people play. It's the long game. Gary talks about that all the time, that it's not about the now, it's about the later. Yes, John, I agree. He is awesome and super genuine.
Appreciate that. Yeah. And it's, you know what, though, when you're just expecting things, you get let down. You know, if you're out here, you're trying to help people. I mean, and if you really do want to help people, when you do, you know, it feels like, you know, you've won, you know, everything else like icing on the cake, you know. So if anything else does, you know, all of this, like revenue streams and everything that, you know, we're looking at, it does help pay the bills, keep your podcast going. You know, we all got to eat, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's things that we look at, but you can do both. You can do that and help people at the same time. And it's especially with my hydroponics channel, that's all I get is just comments about, you know, we're doing this or we're growing that. You know, I'm making sales right now. My sales have taken off since all of this happened.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, you know, I get a lot of people who are saying, you know, that they just took the information that's all out there. Like Gary Vee says, you know, just give free information. Anything that's in my little book or is out there for free, you know, anything, you know, anybody can do it on their own. So I'm selling to the people who don't want to do it or can't do it. But all the information's out there free. So you're just giving out, you know, stuff and you get people, you know, those comments and questions or emails and things saying, you know, I went back to this country and we're feeding our little city with, you know, doing whatever because, you know, the information you gave us and you don't get, you know, I don't get anything out of it. They didn't buy anything. They just saw videos, but they're telling me things that they're doing. Like I said, when you get, you know, when we're old and sitting on the rocking chair, you know, that's what I'm shooting for is, you know, that you look back and those stories are with you, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you made, that peace of mind and that, and looking back is what, you know, it's going to make you feel like you're living with no regrets.
Yeah. Well, and you can't take any of it with you. Like anything right. that we amass on this earth doesn't come with us when it's over. So as much fun as it is, right? And as much I do too. I inspire to succeed as many things as I can. But when it comes down to it at the end of the day, which is what I think is really happening right now, it's exposing everything that's happening, being locked down. It's exposing what's actually important. And I think that's right. opening a lot of people's eyes and realizing, oh man, I don't need this whatever thing to make me happy or to make me feel fulfilled, because at the end of the day, what is it really? Right?
So. Exactly. And, you know, this that's happening right now is just an eye opener too, as far as how we can connect with each other. Like me and you, I mean, you're on one end of the United States, I'm on the other.
Literally.
You know, yeah. If we were, you know, 10, 20 years ago, if this hit and we were all isolated, we would really be isolated, you know, in your house, not being able to talk to someone just on the phone, you yep. know, no video, you know. But now you can get on and with Zoom and get your whole family together and friends and everybody can sit and talk. It's just, you know, for us to all the bitching and stuff that's going on right now, we're really fortunate that even though we're isolated, we're really not that isolated, you know, because of technology and that nowadays, we're really in a good spot.
Yeah. Well, you think about from the media standpoint, if we didn't have technology the way we do, we would have only one news source, maybe two, right? And we wouldn't be able to get, like, the thing that I am so irritated with, and one of the things I love about the TSEO show, hey, John, thanks. I appreciate it. I love my studio too. Ben, what's up, buddy? Ben. Oh, miss you, buddy. So the thing I think that was, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, the media thing. Like, I'm so irritated with all of the doom and gloom, which It's big. It's a problem. Yes, it's sad, but there is a lot of stories that I don't think we're hearing about. Well, I don't think, I know we're not hearing about, because people are getting over this. People are getting through it, and there are families that are thriving. Now, it's scary, and there's bad things, and yes, death is not good, and I'm not excited about that. But there is a light side to this that should make us realize how important it is to be alive and not take for granted. I mean, you talk about lottery of life. The fact that we're even here, it's a miracle that we exist. So this should highlight that. And I feel like we're just all like, oh, whose fault is it? And we're pointing fingers, and let's go, dude. Let's get through this together.
Yeah.
But that's probably a lot to ask.
Exactly. But it's, like I said, that right now, you know, we're really in a tough spot. You know, we've been, like I said, you've been at home self-isolating or whatever longer than we have. You know, they just told us now mandatory, like 30 days. But, you know, if we get through this, like I said, it puts everything in perspective. And that's what, you know, when you go into the, you know, talking about the lottery of life and your chances of being here, you know, we're used to going out. We're used to, you know, being social, and in all sense, like a light switch, and it's like you're at home.
Yeah.
And it's a change of habits, but with technology, we're still connecting with people. Some people, you know, I feel sorry, you know, like especially hospitality industry that just, you know, like shut down. You know, I saw a restaurant across the street. Opening day was the day that we had our order to, you know, shut down there. So, you know, there is a lot of, you know, like, this is a lot to get over.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's some help on the way and we can get through. But I mean, I feel so fortunate. Like I said before, if I just had a job, that was it. Like when I was in my 20s and I got laid off, you know, you'd feel this impending doom, like bills that come due. How am I going to pay my family? I got to go get another job that I might not like, or two jobs, you know, and then wait for my paycheck to come in. When my clients started calling me and saying, we're going to have to put it off, we're going to have to put it off, you know, before we even got the order about self-isolation, when people kind of read the writing on the wall, it started happening. I didn't have that feeling anymore. And then after about half my clients, you know, call, I was like, okay, you know, our business is shutting down. I knew that I could go all in on, you know, like the stuff that I'm doing on the internet. And it's not just one thing, you know, it's YouTube, it's selling a product, it's a PDF, it's, you know, selling stuff on Amazon, you know, that there's all these different things that I was doing. So my brain, instead of that impending doom, I just felt like flicking a switch and saying, okay, we can't do this anymore. There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
But this is something I can do is try, you know, to go all in on this and this.
Yeah.
So that's what I think, like you have a lot of things going on and all that too. But it's the reason why we do it. Like I said, we're hardwired that way, but you've got things that will be doing better at one time. And then when those start going down, you can, you know, other things are working, you know, you've got options that, you know, we didn't have, you know, years ago. So that, you know, that, like I said, I just feel like blessed or gratitude or whatever you want to call it, you know, that we have the opportunity. So it's kind of hard to sit around and whine and complain about things, you know, when these things we've been putting in place for years, like you didn't just start all of these different things last month.
Right, exactly.
So years, you know, it's been putting things in place, because when times are good and we're riding that wave and everybody's prospering, you know, that's cool. But then when we hit times like this that are a little darker, that you don't go into that dark space either, you know, that you've got options that you can look for. And it's because you put all that work in before it.
Yeah. And I think, so for me, this is not as, I don't think it's as big as this time now, but in 2008, when the market tanked, I lost my job and I already had a wife and three kids. And so I had to scramble and figure out what I was going to do. And I was in real estate investment, which is the worst industry to be in during the 08 crash that had to do with mortgages. Like, that was the worst possible time. So I've been through the situation where I had to figure out what to do. I didn't know what was going to happen. We ended up losing our house. I switched career paths completely. My degree was in math education, so I had to go back and get business courses and accounting courses to even sit for the CPA license. And I figured it out. I mean, I failed it a bunch of times. It's all in my book, and I talk about it whenever I speak. But I've been through this time when it's like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what tomorrow's going to be like. But what I do know is I have my family, and at the end of the day, I'm going to do everything I can within my power, because I can't control other people and I can't control what happens around me. The only thing I control is my actions and my perspective. That's what I carry through everything. And if your actions are moving in a direction, I mean, it doesn't matter what the direction is, as long as they're moving and your perspective is really open to what the reality is, as opposed to what you want it to be, which is where I think a lot of people who complain, their expectations is what's not being met. And that's what makes them negative, or they complain, or they blame other people. That is one of the biggest things that I had to hold on to, is that, you know what, it's bad now, but I'm going to keep working and I'm going to figure it out. Whatever that means, whatever that looks like. And I got through that. So I've already been through a season like this. I think about the 20 somethings and even late teens people that have not had to deal with this before. They've never had this kind of a thing where, like, I don't know what's going on. And so they are learning this for the first time. And depending on who's around them, where their circle of friends are at perspective wise, that's going to dictate them. So I think something like being involved in a community like Twitter Fam has been, which we've been disbanded, I think, somehow along the way. We're all still out there. But I think this is the time when communities like that really need to check in with everybody, which is why I'm glad you're doing this, and just kind of jumping on and talking with people, because the connection that we can have, the communication that we can actually scale right now is unique. And I think it's an opportunity less than a problem, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. And like we said, like our little group, Twitter Fam or whatever, you know, that's why I tag some people.
Yeah, I saw that.
Kind of cool. Like I said, we all kind of, you know, scattered to the wind, but, you know, it'd be kind of cool, like, to check in and see what everyone's been doing. You know, I know Mike, I tag, you know, Mike Thorpe or whatever, you know, he's running a restaurant.
Yeah, man.
There, you know, that's cool, a high-end kind of stuff, you know, that, and the stuff that he posts is just, you know, I'm like a kind of foodie, closet foodie kind of thing too. But yeah, it'd be cool to, you know, check everyone out, see what they're doing.
Yeah. When, so last, or I guess now it's a year and a half ago, we went on a motorhome trip. We, left our house, packed up our stuff, bought an RV and went around the country for 86 days, which was super epic with the family. But when we were up in Michigan, I was like, I need to go to Mike's restaurant. And I was trying to figure out, we were trying to hook it up and I couldn't make it happen. But man, I would have loved to gone that. I'd love to hear what's going on with him and how he's dealing with all this. I know I love his perspective and I've interviewed him before on my podcast, but that would be awesome to hear what he's doing. So do you have him coming on?
No, not yet. I've just kind of just tweeted and, you know, I tweeted and he liked it. So
yeah
I'd love to talk to Mike.
Hey, Mike. If you're just get on the show, come and talk to Mikey. I'd love to hear what you're doing. Cause you know, Twitter Fam, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And it's a little soft spot in my heart too, because I was in like the hospitality industry for like 12 years, you know, and
yeah,
and, running restaurants and things like that too. So it's, he did a couple of tweets too, where he said it's kind of, you know, that looking out at the dining room, it's just kind of surreal, you know, after hearing people and congregating there and just the silver on the plates and,
yeah,
and, you know, and it being dead silent now, it's just, you know, night after night, you know, it's just a weird thing, because most restaurants, I mean, you're open like almost every day, except maybe like Christmas, some of them just close down on Christmas.
Right.
So, I mean, you've got this constant thing going on, and then all of a sudden, like for weeks at a time in a month, you know, that it's like a ghost town. It's just really, really weird place to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so strange. So strange.
Cool. I'm glad you touched on, like you taking a little RV trip around and that too. You know, I was going to ask you about that, but that was pretty cool. So in addition, like to everything else that you do,
right?
You didn't have enough stuff. You're like, let's go ahead and get an RV. You actually went out to go and got one, right?
Yeah, we bought one and bought it, went on the trip. I ran it into the house first. You know that, right? I backed it.
Yeah,
I literally first night backed it into my house. It's the videos on YouTube, and made a video about it the next day, which is great. But yeah, 86 days. I had a ton of stuff going on, but we're like, you know what? Let's go. This is a chance. Don't know when we're going to get this again. Our kids are at the perfect age. We went to, you know, we hit 43 states. We got into Canada to wow. see, what's that thing? Niagara Falls. But yeah, like it was awesome. And my wife and I constantly talk about, when are we going again? When are we going to go again? And my kids are like, my son's like, yeah, Dad, let's go. And my girls are like, I'm not ready yet. My friends, my this, my that. So
yeah,
honestly, it was the best thing we've ever done. You don't realize how much there is just in our country. There's so much. We went through, like I said, 43 states. We went through Texas. We went to, all the way over to DC. We were in DC for 9 days over the 4th of July. We were in New York for 4 or 5 days, New Jersey. Like, we went up to Maine. We had lobster on a boat in a harbor in Maine. Like, when are you ever going to do that? Like, it was amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. Nice. And if any of y'all want to see that, I got all his links down below to his channel.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all there. You probably got like a little playlist with the RVs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so check that out. It was cool. As far as like being a creator in that too, Todd, you're just excellent. You know, like I said, you're really good at like this podcasting, you know, right here. But as far as like editing videos and that too and putting those together, you know, it's like, you know, just on spot.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I've found, because I love doing it, but I find, especially with the way that I'm constantly like, go, 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 I don't have the patience. Like doing this podcast course just about killed me, because I'm staring. I came home last night and I told my wife, I said, I'm tired of looking at myself, because I've been editing my videos that I created. I did it literally all this week. I recorded and edited 31 videos, created the website, did the course, and got it all up that it's ready to launch this weekend. And wow. I love it, but at some point I'm like, I need to change. I need to move on. So I've got a guy that edits for me a little bit, so I don't have to do it all. But that's I feel like my strength is doing the podcast thing, and I love it. I really do love it. But the vlogs are fun too. Like I love watching them. Like I love watching McKinnon and I love watching Casey, and I got to see them at, I was at Vid Summit, this last September, October, whenever it was.
Yeah.
I got to see Cody and, Casey was there. Peter was there. A bunch of people, the Nimmons were there. Sean Cannell, like a ton of people. It was great to get to see them. Shalene Johnson, Daryl obviously, and Sean Duras, but, dude, it was, oh, and speaking of that, just kind of little life hack, guys, if you want to go to something like that, like Vid Summit tickets were like $800 or something like that. I DM'd the Vid Summit account and I said, hey, are you looking for volunteers? And they said, yes, please. So I went for free and got food and got a swag bag because I was a volunteer and I helped run a video testimonial booth. If you want to go to an event, direct message them and say, hey, I'd love to help.
Cool. Maybe I'll do that next year.
Yeah.
I'll come crash on your couch.
Dude, let's do it.
And then head up there to volunteer.
Heck yeah, man. I'm telling you. It's if it happens this year, because it's
supposed
this to be,
year. Maybe, yeah, it might be 2021.
Might be 2021.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that'd be cool.
Yeah, man.
Sorry, I'm in and out. That's cool. That's cool, John. Like I said, this is a little weird time, you know, that I'm coming on. You know, because you're on one end, I'm on the other in the United States. So I usually don't just pop on here, but no problem. Yeah. So, yeah, I love that, Todd. I mean, I didn't know that story about you, about going through the bubble, that you were actually working in real estate. And so, I mean, like you really got like punched in the face. And
I got hammered. I had a mortgage. I had like, life was good. And then life was horrible. Like that, it was. And you got to figure it out. And eventually you come out the other side. But until you've gone through it, it's hard to just be like, yeah, well, I don't know. This guy, he's looking like he's got things pretty good now. I mean, they're okay now, but I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah. That's why, you know, just what we're going through, you know, a little self-isolation and stuff. Like I said, some of the younger kids, even if you're like under 30, because 2008, that was 12 years ago. And if you went to school, you're 18. Yeah, so anybody that's under 30 really doesn't know what happens. You know, they might have been in school when that was happening, mm-hmm. but they haven't really lived through it. And, you know, this kind of, maybe it's a little easier for us, but I think that a lot of us have kind of gravitated towards each other, like in the Twitter fam. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bonnie's been through a lot. You know, I know, you know, you've been through a lot. 2008, I actually had to pack up, and we lived in a tent for a couple of months.
Did you really?
Yeah, put all our stuff in storage just to get through, you know, without filing bankruptcy and losing everything. You were subcontractors, you know, I was doing work went like in the garbage. And I knew so many other friends that just filed bankruptcy, lost everything, you know, and yeah, me and my family, I mean, it wasn't a small tent. It was kind of like a 12 by 20. It was like a garage in a box. And I was a carpenter, so we made an actual floor and put an AC in it. But we lived off of one circuit breaker, feeding off my mom's house.
Wow.
One circuit breaker for almost a year. We had a little outdoor kitchen. And so, you know, like we said, you know, and you were getting punched in the face. And at the same time, Lawrence, we know Lawrence Kim. Uh-huh. I mean, I didn't know his backstory. And, you know, he had it rough and everything too. You know, when I said that, he kind of came and told his story. I was like, wow, you know, there's so many people. I think the reason why all of us, even though we're not together and doing things or we don't really know it, that we kind of gravitated was that maybe we're just kindred spirits, you know, that we've been through some tough times, mm-hmm. came out, you know, you got to go back after, you know, you can't let it get to you. Mm-hmm. And then once you've done that, things like this happen again, you know that, you know, you're going to come out the other end and, you know, you just got to stick with it.
Yep. Got to have that perspective, man.
Because as Bonnie said, I closed my house 10 days before the market crashed.
Oh.
And, yeah, it sucks. Oh.
Tell you what, man, it's weird. It's weird stuff.
Yeah. It's John. Oh, yeah, that industry is gone in a heartbeat. Yep. Yeah. No yeah, joke. So we've got, yeah. So all of this, like, even though right now, like I said, it's nothing like that, but even all these kids who are on Instagram and all this, I mean, kids are out there making tons of money, or not right now, but before that, mm-hmm. you know, it just blows my mind, you know, and I love it, you know, because all these people are saying, like, you know, kids nowadays, and they just want to be an influencer, or they really don't want to work in this, and I'm like, dude, they're making a bunch of money. I know mm-hmm. some teenagers out there charging like $1,000 for an Instagram post, you know, brands are freaking paying them for that. You know, they get tips and all of this, but right now, you know, so they haven't been through like what we've been through. All of that stuff's going to stop. You know, it might kick back in. It might be a little slow, but they were all having fun making money. You know, they're going to see a little inkling of, you know, what we all went through.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing that I don't know about what's happening now is the ultimate impact could be worse than 2008 because it's so broad. It's everybody, right? And 2008 was bad and the crash was horrible and we made it out. But the big problem here is we don't see an end in sight for what's happening economically. When are we going to open businesses back up? When are people going to go back out and start spending money so we can make money and then the whole cycle continues? That's the thing that I still am, my jury's out on whether this is going to be worse or this is going to be better than 2008.
Yeah, you're
either
exactly
way, it's not
right.
Good.
No, I was just talking about that yesterday or the day before, I think like on the show that, you know, people are going to, even if they say the order's lifted, everyone can get back out. I mean, how many people are going to run to a concert or how many people are going to, you know, even go out to eat, you know, and sit in a dining room? We're all going to be apprehensive. It's going to take a while, especially if once this thing winds down, how many people actually get sick and how many deaths there are and how bad that gets is going to directly correlate to how much apprehension we have to actually get back out in crowds.
Yeah. 100%. And that's the other thing with the way that things are going to have to, they're going to have to change. People are going to have to adapt. And I think there's going to be industries that are going to just totally be different. And I think the media industry is one of them. You've seen all these on the show yesterday. We talked about all of the late night hosts that are doing shows from their houses now, which, you know, it's kind of cute for a couple of them. But now it's like Seth Meyers is in his hallway with an iPhone. Come on. Your production budget should be able to cover you having a setup at home of some sort. But I think like the people, the YouTubers, the people that are used to doing it like this is where we can really win. If you're a creator out there and you're not just diving all into your content right now, you're missing out because people are looking for stuff. Literally, we're only 2.5 weeks in here in California and people are out of stuff to watch. Like, this is the time.
Yeah, exactly. Great point. That's what I was telling everyone, that, you know, if you got the extra time right now, and even if you don't try to make a little, that, you know, if at any time, you know, in the last 10 or 20 years, there's more people right now sitting at home on their phone looking for something to watch. There, you can only binge watch so much Netflix.
Yeah. Well, and sports is gone. Like, the entire media industry, there's no sports, there's no Olympics, right? There's no, there, none of the reality TV shows. I'm a huge Survivor fan, and someday I hope to be on it. CBS, right? Are you watching CBS? But that, like, they had to stop filming because they filmed their seasons back to back. There would be one season out in Fiji now. They're not going to film now, and I don't think they're going to film the next season. So that's on hiatus. All the shows that are scripted shows are on hiatus. Like, late night, like, right, the media space is getting pummeled. And I'm really excited to see who comes out at the other end, because people will survive. Industries will make it, but I'm really interested to see how they pivot, so that they can survive. Hey, Patty.
Hey, Patty. Yeah. It's like I said, right now, more time, you know, times than ever. And also the other thing, what we talked about on here, the Creator Spotlight Show a lot, was one of the most important things as far as being a creator, shareability, you know, people taking stuff and sharing with people, you know, that sends good, you know, signals to the algorithm. But these people that are sitting at home, they're not, you know, really connected with, you know, if they find stuff, they're more apt to say, hey, Susie, watch this, or hey, mom, have you seen this?
Oh yeah.
The sharing thing right now is just, the potential is just, you know, crazy, that if you're not taking advantage of it, you know, you're kind of crazy.
Yeah. Well, you're just missing out. And maybe people don't understand. People don't understand the opportunity that there is, because they're so focused on the things that they're worried about. Their fear of their regular 9-to-5 being a problem is taking away from their, maybe their creative juices, putting it into something else. But it's just a matter of time, because, I mean, we're already extended to the end of this month, and I would be surprised if life goes back to normal in June or in May. So we got time. We got time. Hey, Keely.
Yeah. Hey, babe. Yeah.
Hey, wait,
yeah,
is she sneaking you? Is she like, hey, I'm going to see what Mike's doing? Like, is she?
No, I told her I was coming on. She's late. What is she, 40 minutes late?
Yeah.
I'll be on, and John, Inspire John in the chat, he'll be on with his show or something same time, and she'll be over on his show. I can done. She wasn't in my chat or anything. And then when I get done to walk in the house, she's in John's chat. I'm like, hey.
Hey, your man was on the internet. You should be on my show. That's awesome.
Really? But no, she's really busy getting stuff done too. She's going all in on, like, Poshmark, you know, you sell women's apparel and all that. And one of our customers, see, we thought all our stuff, the arbitrage, was going to, like, dry up, you know, because we can't go out and source anything, can't go to Goodwill.
Right.
There's no yard sales, there's no estate sales, that, you know, we can't do anything. So your inventory starts to dry up and your traffic. So we're like, now we get a mandatory 30-day thing here at least. We're like, well, that's another 30 days we can't source. But the day before, when I called you and we were going to talk yesterday, one of my clients said, hey, because Keely was telling about Poshmark, he said, hey, she's got a bunch of stuff together. She's going to take to Goodwill. You know, if you want to take it in, we'll split 50-50 or whatever. And it's all designer stuff, like Michael Kors, like shoes and handbags and Kamado and just all these name brands. And I went over and packed my Honda just full of stuff. It's more stuff than she can list in a month. So, you know, it might be luck or serendipity, but it's because she'd been working on that for, you know, so long, and then talking to customers, talking to people. She wasn't trying to sell, you know, some of her clients. She's just telling her what she's been doing, but just getting out there. Like, some people don't want to tell friends or family or anyone, like, they're on YouTube or TikTok, or they don't want to tell them about stuff. But if you put it out there, then when that opportunity, you know, that's when serendipity happens. Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, you're not going to get, you know, it's you're taking advantage of that opportunity, and we're just lucky. I mean, it's, you know, we thought that that her store's gonna, like, you know, go to pop until, and then we're gonna have to try and kick it back in. We get a call and it's like, you know, so like I said, I feel, you know, lucky sometimes, but I know that it's because we put a lot of work in ahead of time to get prepared for moments like that.
Yeah. I think that speaks to what I think is the biggest limitation for anybody succeeding is the inability or fear of self-promotion. Because you don't have to be selling. You just have to be telling and sharing, right? It's not about saying, hey, exactly, I have stuff I want to sell to you. It's just like, hey, I do this thing and we source these clothes and then we resell them. And it's just kind of fun. It's something we like to do. That triggers people that know they have something to be a part of that. That would not, maybe if you had said, hey, do you have anything? They might've said no, right? It's just sharing and self-promoting, but not in a salesy way. And I think that's one of the big things that I have no problem self-promoting, just because my whole thing is I want to help people. And it's not about sell, sell, sell. It's about, I do this, I do things, right? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So that's the biggest hang up for creators that want to succeed is they are afraid to self-promote for whatever reason, but they got to get over that. You gotta right. Talk about it.
Nah, that's an excellent point. And I think it's because a lot of people would do that and come up and they go, well, that's spam. And, you know, and the way they do it, like you said, it's just like, watch my video or whatever. Hey, and it's some people is, even if it's not kind of spammy, but they never come on and go, hey, how is everyone doing today or whatever. They're just always got a new video.
I'm thinking of a person that I 100% feel that way about. I think there's a whole group of these kind of people that it's only about, here's the thing that I have, and there's never a connection moment. And that drives me nuts. That is, yeah. I think it drives me nuts. And I'm thinking of someone that I know that does that. And I can't, like, I just can't even watch their stuff because I'm like, I don't feel this is authentic or that you even really actually want to help people. That's the part that you can feel when it's not authentic, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Not that I'm perfect, but I'm saying that's when I feel it, I'm just like, I don't want any part of that.
Yeah. But I know you too, Todd. Like I said, I've known you for years. You like to help people too, mm-hmm. you know, in a genuine way, you know, that even if you're not getting anything out of it, you know, that, you know, if I came and just, I needed help with anything, I feel like I could call and say, hey, you know, I need advice on this or that. And you're like, yeah, no problem. And, you know, it's just genuine with you.
Well, and it's the long game. I help people a lot and I don't ask for anything. And then there's times when it's a service that's part of the thing that I provide and I do ask for payment. But at the same time, there is a point where it's like, if you really like helping people and you have the capacity, you should do it. What is Patty saying? And patient and strong and supportive 100%.
Yeah.
Yep. And not panic. And the panic, I think, is crazy. Right?
Yeah.
I think, yes, your client's generosity, that's huge. That story is so great. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's so cool.
Bonnie's in here.
Listen to a doctor today talking about people needing to get out of emergency mode and into long-term adaptation mode. That made a lot of sense. You know what? I agree with that. And I think there's something to be said for this, this fear that we're doing. Mm-hmm. Hey, Inspired John, good to talk to you, buddy. But this fear that's driving everybody, and that's what's clogging the hospitals. That's what's clogging all these. Like, I think I might have it. Well, do you? No, let's slow down and we're going to be here for a while. So let's settle in and figure out what we need to do to get through this together. And like we talked about before, finger pointing and saying, you know, it's your fault. It's not it, whatever. Just,
Yeah. When we get through slow this thing, down. You know, we look back and, you know, right now this is one thing with 2008 and in the savings and loans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can go back, we would go through the cycle, you know, with our economy, different things happening. This is a little different because this is like death is involved. You know, it's, you know, people are like losing their house. losing their car, you know,
different replaceable things.
Right. This is, it's a little bit, you know, of a different story right now. I mean, if we don't go through, you know, it's a little tough time in that, but compared to what the other outcome might be,
yeah,
you know, we really have to do it. And like I said, and so right now it's not time to like blame or whatever. Let's try to figure out, you know, this is something important to get over, is that the number of people that might be affected by this, you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Totally crazy. Totally crazy. But you know what? Cool. We're going to get through it, Mikey. I believe it. I have faith that we're going to make it through. So it's not going to be easy, but we can do it.
Right. Well, John, we're getting close to like an hour. John, I'm used to having Inspired John on time.
Well, John was just here. So I answer to anything.
Yeah, me too. As long as you're smiling, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
But when I started like this kind of like little interview, I want to give everyone a chance. Like I said, it's lottery life. You know, we're taking like stuff that Gary Vee puts out there. And I like to talk to people who execute on his advice, you know, whether we have a success or failure, we learn from each other. And I'd like for you like to wrap things up to kind of say how he's kind of inspired you or helped you. Mm-hmm. And second thing is, if you, you know, get to meet him face to face, you know, what would you say, like, thanks or, you know, for anything or.
Yeah. Interesting. I've met Gary. It was, I think, just before we connected through Twitter fam, he did the shoe release at Shoe Palace in LA the first time. And I went, and that's where I met Summer. And I met a couple other people on Twitter fam. Like, we were waiting in line together. We waited in line for 4 hours to meet Gary. And I didn't know a whole lot about him. I listened a little bit to his podcast and see a few of his YouTube videos. And I was like, I like this guy. But the biggest thing for me with Gary, when I met him, I just said, thanks so much for all you do. I really appreciate it. And that was it. Got a picture and went out of there. Because the thing for me is he just confirmed my suspicion that I've lived my life with this idea that says, you know what? I don't have to have it figured all out. I just need to take action. And then that will, my whole burn your plans idea and do things. Like, that has been my philosophy. And what he did is he confirmed that, because he is extremely successful in what he's done. And he just jumped into it because this action led to this action led to this action. And oh yeah, now I'm using all these things in through my experience. And I've made this whole, this huge media kingdom that is VaynerMedia and all of his side projects. But it was the biggest thing for me. It was just, it's confirming. It's like, yes, see, I knew it. I knew I wasn't crazy. All these people that say you need to have this whole plan figured out, otherwise you're never going to be successful. I was like, that doesn't feel right. And I knew it wasn't right, but I couldn't put my finger on why. And Gary confirmed it. And when I got to meet him, it was just, I mean, it was cool. Like, I had more fun. It was great meeting Gary. Don't get me wrong. But I had more fun talking to D-Rock and talking to Tyler, talking to Babin, and meeting the people in line there. And like Summer had drawn him a picture, and it's on his wall of his thing. And I said, hey, I'll be your D-Rock. Give me your phone. So I videoed the whole interaction of her doing that. And just like being with the people, man, being with the people. Gary's inspiration is so much bigger than just, you know, make videos online. It's so much more. It's just, you have to do what you need to do and let it figure itself out, and don't be afraid to mess up and fail. So that's it.
Exactly.
Man.
Cool. That's it. My whole philosophy too. And that's why I love him so much. Like I said, it's just, thanks to you too. You burn your plans. Like I said, I wouldn't have got this started because, you know, basically you were going to like be doing podcasts and that. I've never done it before, but like you said, let's just get it started. See if it, you know, we didn't have anything written out. We didn't have a big plan or anything. We just started and
we had, you know, so. We had less than something. We had negative amount of idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so here I'm at, you know, a little over a year, you know, later, you know, still doing it. And it's, you know, cause you said, let's just get started. Mm-hmm. And I'd been thinking about it like for years. So, yeah, y'all get out there. You got, you know, anything, plans, you got any kind of dream in your heart and all that, you know, go after it. It's, you know, the possibilities nowadays are just, I mean, endless. You know, the opportunities, it's just crazy what we have today compared to years ago. So, you know, it's possible. And, you know, like we said, be grateful you won the lottery of life.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Cool deal. Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate you.
Anytime you want to come back on, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes to talk about any show or anything you've got going on, you know, just let me know. We'll pop in and let people know. And like I said, I'll be getting more into this, and I'd love to have you back anytime.
Cool. Appreciate it, man.
All right,
man. Talk to you soon.
See you later.
Thanks so much for listening to the Do Things Podcast. That is a Fraser Industry Studios production, created, hosted, edited, and all the things by me, Todd Fraser. Make sure to follow us on social media. At T Fraser SoCal is my personal Instagram and Twitter, and find me on Facebook at the Do Things Podcast. We got all kinds of stuff all over the place. YouTube, hit that YouTube, FraserTube.com, or you can go to YouTube and type in Todd Fraser Do Things. All the things pop up. You guys, we want to make sure we inspire and equip as many as you as possible to take action. Share this with your friends. Tell your mom. Get out there. Burn your plans. Do those things. And we will see you on the next episode.